Our next guest, a national leader in sustainable agriculture and food systems, founded the Fair Food Network about 15 years ago. Among the network's goals is to provide healthy, fresh food to underserved communities like the community of Detroit. To learn more, let's meet Dr. Oren Hesterman, who's the president and CEO of the Ann Arbor-based Fair Food Network. Oren, pleasure to have you on the program.
Dr. Heinze, great to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about, you were the founder. Tell us about the development, the establishment of the Fair Food Network.
Certainly. Fair Food Network, we founded that based on a strong belief that vibrant local food systems can create health and economic opportunity for everybody in a community. We know that there are both great challenges and great opportunities in terms of helping to provide greater access to healthy, fresh, locally grown food, especially in underserved communities. And at the same time, providing that food access also create greater economic opportunity and job creation opportunity in those communities. And that's our goal and our mission at Fair Food Network.
Oren, give our listeners a bit of a snapshot with respect to some of the problems, food-related problems in the city like Detroit.
We know that in a city like Detroit or a city like Flint, which is a place we've really been paying a lot of attention to in this past year, that the level of food insecurity and the levels of poverty are higher than averages, that's for sure. And the ability for families to have both physical and financial access to healthy food are limited in cities such as Detroit and Flint. So with those challenges, we also see that there are then opportunities to create greater access, greater affordability, and bring more food dollars into circulation in those local economies.
Well, not only do you guys talk a good game down there, but you have a program which has become a national model for getting done exactly what you just talked about. I think you call it the Double Up Food Bucks program. How does it work?
Right. Double Up Food Bucks, a simple program that enables anybody who is a recipient of SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, used to be called food stamps, can bring their food assistance money, their bridge card, to a participating location and basically double their spending power if they spend their SNAP dollars on locally grown fruits and vegetables. So low-income families taking home more healthy food, farmers making more money because those locally grown products are being sold and the money goes right in the pocket of local farmers, and those food dollars staying in the local economy to be able to create economic activity and job creation. It's really, we call it a win-win-win. It started in Detroit back in 2009 and is now expanded to about 250 sites throughout Michigan, and we are now working with partners in 20 states outside of Michigan with this program, and actually now have, in addition to the philanthropic funding for the program that we initially started with, we now have federal funds through a provision in the Farm Bill to help support this program and its expansion.
Or let's drill down in terms of let's give a concrete example. I'm a single mom living on the east side of Detroit, and I want healthy, nutritious food for my kids. So I go to the Eastern Market on Saturday morning. What happens?
So you go to the Welcome Center at the Eastern Market with your Michigan Bridge card. You decide you're going to spend $20 of your food stamp money that day or SNAP money that day at the market. You swipe your card. You get handed $20 worth of tokens that can be spent on any eligible item, but you also get $20 of Double Up Food Bucks tokens to spend on any Michigan-grown fruits and vegetables. So you use $20 of your bridge card money, and you now have $40 worth of buying power in your pocket. And you can go and buy with those Double Up Food Bucks any of the bounty of Michigan-grown fruits and vegetables in that market.
We're talking about the Double Up Food Bucks program with Dr. Oren Hesterman, who's the president and CEO of the Fair Food Network. Oren, this has become a national model, and kudos to you and the Fair Food Network. But within the city of Detroit, how do you get the word out to these families that are in such need for healthy, nutritious food who may not be aware of the program?
That's a very good question, Kurt. We try everything that we can. We have at times done direct mail, so getting in touch with people right in their households through their mailboxes. We do a lot of partnerships. This whole program succeeds because of the partnerships. One organization can't do it alone. We have a great staff at Fair Food Network running this program and developing it. But, for example, we partner with MSU Extension. We partner with the Michigan Fitness Foundation, the SNAP Education organization in the state. We're now partnering with Detroit Public Schools, partnering with Wayne State University, and with Food Corps, a great organization that's placing AmeriCorps service members in some of the schools in Detroit. And a great partnership with United Way and Detroit Lions to get the word out. So we really, you know, we welcome partnerships in every way, shape, or form to try to get the word out that this Double Up Food Bucks program is available because we want folks to use it.
I know from exploring your website, which is very informative, you've got programs in other cities like Battle Creek, but you mentioned Flint a little earlier and the work you've been doing there over the last year and a half or so. Tell us about that.
So in Flint, we knew as we started hearing about the challenges with exposure to lead in the water, especially for kids, the medical experts were telling us that the one thing that families can do to help mitigate the long-term negative impacts of lead is to make sure that the nutritional level of families and kids is high, and especially the vitamins and minerals in fresh fruits and vegetables. So we've been able to expand and enhance the Double Up Food Bucks program in Flint. It's now a year-round program in Flint rather than seasonal. It's in seven different locations, including a farmer's market in Flint and grocery stores and a mobile market. And one innovation that we were able to create in Flint that we hope to bring to Detroit next year is what we call interoperability. So somebody can bring their bridge card to the farmer's market in Flint, earn their Double Up Food Bucks there, then take their Double Up Food Bucks on an electronic card, like a debit card that we issue. They can take those credits to the grocery store and spend those Double Up credits on more fruits and vegetables at the grocery store, or the other way around. Purchase fruits and vegetables at the grocery store, earn your Double Up Food Bucks, spend those Double Up Food Bucks at the farmer's market. So with these kinds of innovations in technology and doing a real thorough job of communicating about the program and how it works in Flint, we've seen a 50% increase in program use and a doubling of the number of people that are using the program in Flint just since last year.
That's incredible. Those numbers are absolutely incredible. Oren, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Where can folks go to get more information on farmers markets that take that participate in the Double Up program?
Easiest way to get information is at doubleupfoodbucks.org, the website.
Doubleupfoodbucks.org. Well, Oren, congratulations on the success of that program and the Fair Food Network. We'll get you back on in about a year or two to find out how things are going in Detroit and maybe some other new initiatives that you'll launch in the meantime.
We would love at some point, Kirk, to talk about the Michigan Good Food Fund and all the work that's being done to really help food entrepreneurs start filling the demand for this great, healthy, locally grown food.
Okay, then you can count on that. We'll get that done in 2017.
Excellent.
I've been talking with Dr. Oren Hesterman, the president and CEO of Fair Food Network. Oren, a pleasure having you on the program.
Kirk, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.